Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ask the expert, Pat Kevill from theplantstore.ie, with me in studio today to talk gardening. Pat, how's things? How are you keeping?
Things are good, Andrea. Thanks for having me back.
Not at all. Delighted to have you here. 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number for your questions and voice notes. Is now the time to get indoor plants organised, Pat, first of all?
It is indeed, Andrea. Seasons change, of course they do. And I think there's no season more welcome than the springtime. And you know, we clean our houses and our gardens, and indoor plants are the same. It's a good time to have a look at them and see what they need to do to take advantage of the coming bright light and summer and spring season.
Are we repotting them?
Yeah. Normally I bring in some very nice leafy plants, but it's very functional today. So I've brought in some pot plants, and it's like there are three different sizes.
Yeah.
Sorry, are pots, like containers for potting up, and three different sizes. So when you pot up, you could put one into this size, and all of a sudden you have that container for the next plant size down, and it's like a hand-me-down of shirts and jumpers in a big family home, and then you can put the next size into this one and the next size into this one. It saves you money actually going out and buying plants.
Okay.
And then as a result you really just have to buy the biggest one and then move everything down. But definitely
now is the time to do it.
Yeah.
We've this voice note in for you, Pat, from Claire. She sent in these two questions.
What is the best house plants for apartment living? And what are the best house plants to sleep with? Because I know some of them are very good for like helping with like air purification, but what are easy ones to look after that are good for like bedrooms?
Great. Good question. So there's two parts to it.
Yeah.
So the first part for apartments. The good thing about our modern apartments is there's loads of light in them. They're big windows and they're almost like little botanical glass houses. So indoor plants are very suited to apartments. And then it depends on your counter space availability and your floor space. So freestanding plants will go on your floor. You know, nice slender ones like a Kentia Palm can go in behind the TV or the side of a couch. And then you can put on countertop plants on any of your countertops. So good plants for that are like spider plants, philodendron. They're all the trailing ones that trail over the side of the pot.
So they're good for the counter?
They're good for the counter. And they luckily, like, they grow under the canopy of other trees, right? So they don't, you know, they're hardy. They don't need a lot of water consistently.
They're
so
my
you can
kind
water
of plants.
Them. Yeah, yeah. Every 2 weeks, a water check, Andrea. And for your listeners, like, just rather than a watering every 2 weeks, check them every 2 weeks and see if they need water. Mm-hmm. And a good way to check is just to kind of burrow down a couple of centimetres underneath the top layer of the compost.
Yeah.
And if it's still wet, it doesn't need anything.
Now, she talked about plants to put in your room when you're sleeping.
In your sleeping, right. So NASA have done some studies there a few years ago, and they realised that there are certain plants, because they grow in really hot conditions, that they only open the stoma in the nighttime of the year, in the nighttime of the day. So plants like that are like snake plants, areca palm. They're really good for it. And what that means is that when they open the stoma, they give out their oxygen at nighttime. So the theory
they're
behind it is,
for that.
Yeah, you wake up more refreshed than you would if you didn't have them in the room.
Listeners wondering, Pat, what's the best plant for a bathroom that might absorb some of the condensation?
Good question. So bathrooms, condensation, you think of ferns, because ferns, like, they like a lot of humidity. You know, so ferns will do it. They love to have all that kind of humidity around their fronds. So, and there are a number of ferns that you can put in it, indoor ferns in it. Like the Boston fern is a common one. So ferns are good. Palms also like a lot of humidity around it. So like your Shamadora, your parlor palm is a good plant for the bathroom. Now that's considering that there is a window in it, Andrea, and that it has light.
And if you haven't a window,
it's a difficult one. So yeah, it's, you know, there's long term, there's nothing that will grow in there without a window.
Without a window, yeah, fair enough. Okay, we've another voice note in, Pat, from this listener.
Hi Pat, I'd like to ask for care tips for an areca palm, please. His name is Robert Plant and he is surviving, but he's not thriving. So I just want to know what I can do to make him a bit healthier.
Oh, poor old Robert. Robert Plant is brilliant, isn't it? Like, give him the guitar. So, you know what? The areca palm are oceanic plants. So where they grow, there's loads of humidity in the air. And during the winter, we turn on our central heating and it dries out the air. We don't notice it so much because we can drink our water and replenish. But if you could spray the leaves of the areca palm, and you can't overdo it really with spraying, you could spray them every other day, like just mist them. And what it does is it adds that humidity around the leaves and it stops them, the tips, from growing brown. And then check the water, because they don't always like a lot of water in the compost. So don't overwater it. And it might be something that you would do if you look at it and you say, it's not looking so good, I'll water it.
Yeah.
It's not always a good
thing. Do you know what's funny? The last time you were here, I'm just looking now at a picture of this areca palm. You actually brought me in one. And like, you know, I've done my damnedest not to take care of it, Pat, because I'm not great at minding them. But it's still going. Yeah. And I'm not giving that water every 2 weeks.
Yes. Brilliant.
I'm even actually afraid to admit on air when I might have last put water into the plant, but it's still thriving.
Isn't that an example then, Andrea? Like,
it's a dummy proof plant.
It is, yeah. And they don't need a lot of attention, indoor plants.
Listeners wondering, I'd like to get a few house plants for the apartment. I have an indoor cat though, Pat. What plants should I avoid for his health?
Right. Like, so definitely cats can nibble away at them. We used to have a cat and he never seemed to bother him, right? But certain cats, they are very kind of curious and they'll eat a lot. Diefenbachias are not a good plant to, you know, it's called the dumb cane. They have a little kind of there's something in the leaf that kind of affects their throat. But there are plants and loads of them that are good. That Chamaeodora, that parlour palm, is quite good. The spider plant is a good plant for pets. And then again, any of those philodendrons, they're really innocuous. They're not at all harmful to any pets.
They're okay as well. Okay. Listeners wondering, how can I get a little help for my sad cactus? How can I help it to recover? It's very limp and it hasn't been overwatered.
It hasn't been overwatered and it's limp. If you could bring it on holidays to the Canaries, it would love it.
So in the window then?
Yeah, move it to the south facing window and it would love it. Like, as the sun comes up now, it's the one plant that you can put in a south facing window and leave it all year round and it doesn't mind.
The edges of the leaves on my plants are very brown, says this texter. Should I cut it off or how do I treat it?
Yeah, so you could cut it off, but it'd probably be more advisable to find out why it is brown. So it may be because it's been overwatered. It may be a little scorch if it is on beside the window and you have it on a window pane. But most likely it is from overwatering. Or it could be like something that the roots are, there's a little kind of a little bacteria that go through the roots if they are too wet, and they go up into the leaf and they leave little brown patches in the leaf. Now the tips of it, I would say it's either overwatering or underwatering.
I got an orchard recently as a present. I'm terrified of killing it as I've never had any success keeping them alive. I always overwater them. So what can I do?
Yeah, I think the answer is almost in the question there, is if they really like to dry out between watering, and then not to move them, because they grow up in the canopy of other trees and they have a really slow phototropism. So they follow the light very, very slowly. So if you move them around, they don't like it. But any of those, and that's good, that's the same for any orchids. And the thing about it is they're a flowering plant. Mm. So they're like anything, they're in a transition. They're flowering, they're producing seeds, and they're dying back. So if they have some nice foliage on it, leave it alone. Leave it in the one place and it will come back within a couple of months.
Listener says that they read putting banana skins in the soilier plants apparently will help to nourish them. Is that true? I tried it once, didn't seem to make any difference, but wasn't sure if I did it properly, says this listener.
Banana skins, it has to be for the potassium. So like ourselves, we eat bananas for potassium, and potassium is really good for root growth. So I suspect that's it, but it has to decay and it has to become soluble for the roots to take it up. So might be worthwhile just kind of putting it in some water, letting the banana skin before it, and then putting the water on the plant.
Listeners wondering, what's a good option, Pat, for an area of low light? I would like to add some plants. I don't want to kill them. I live in a small flat which lets very little light in.
Right. So low light. So the thing, I suppose, to any plants that has a lot of green in the leaf, a lot of chlorophyll, they usually are very strong at photosynthesizing. So they generally grow in low light conditions. Mm-hmm. So anything is a good tip. If you look at a plant and there's no kind of nice patterned foliage on it, it doesn't have these nice kind of pinks and different colours in the leaf. So something with a dark green leaf, Schindapsis is a really good plant for that.
And finally, this listener says, I'm trying to expand my house plant collection, but a friend recently told me that I should quarantine a new plant first in case it has any diseases. Is this true?
Mm. Generally not, Andrea. Unless if you buy...
Where'd you buy it, maybe?
Yeah, where'd you buy it? And we have a CE certification amongst plants within Europe. So there's a traceability with them, and there are checks and balances within the countries where they come from. So all plants that are here in Ireland that are sold, you know, have that certification on it. If it's been given as a gift to somebody, from somebody, it may be worth having a look at the plant to see what's on it.
Yeah.
And that's all observation again, if it has little bugs on it or if it is a healthy looking plant.
Okay. All right, Pat Kevel from theplantstore.ie. Pat, thanks a million for coming in to answer listener questions here in Lunchtime Live this Tuesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.